I'm here with Gunarji O'Sullivan, who is an Aboriginal programmer with CJSF and also Co-op Radio in Vancouver, Coast Salish territories. So hello, Gunarji.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about the radio work that you do out west?
Okay, I've been doing radio broadcast, programming since I think about 1989, off and on. I got started when I was in my early 20s and have continued on since then. I started off doing PSAs and things like that, introducing music. And as I got to know my community through radio, I was able to practice more my interviewing skills with various organizations, artists, such as musicians, poets, filmmakers, literary artists, and so on, and various organizations.
So We're here at the National Campus Community Radio Conference in Halifax, and you've been out to many of these NCRC conferences before. My question is why is it important for you to have Aboriginal voices represented here in community radio?
I think because First Nations people are often left out of the media at many levels, and that a lot of people tend to forget about us. We're kind of like an invisible race, it seems to me, as far as the media is betraying us. Like, if you look at The View, they've got, an African-American, non-white person, a Chinese person sometimes, but they always leave out First Nations people, and it causes me a lot of concern. It really is, it hurts me to see that. And to hear that, or maybe in this case, that to not hear our voices of the people, because I know that we have so many talented First Nations artists and politicians and activists out there, and they're not represented in the way that they should be.
And so when you go into community radio stations in Vancouver, how does that change?
Well, at Co-op Radio in particular, we have 5 programs there. One was has always been there. It's a long-standing program called Klahalia FM. And then there's Wind Spirit Whispers, which is a program that I work on now. And those are really the only 2 programs that were in existence at the time. And then there came another program called Hastings Reserve. And then we started an Aboriginal radio project, which allowed us to tap into 12 First Nations youth and have them come to the station and shadow the broadcasters that were there. And then some of them took it more seriously than the others. And one of them was Suzette Amaya, who was one of her mentors. And so was Cleo Reese and Kelly Waite. And now Think Indian. Now Suzette Amaya has created a program called Think Indian. And she represents a lot of Native youth. She's won awards, from Aboriginal Choice to, she's just a phenomenal person who is creating events for First Nations musicians on an ongoing basis, which is something else that we need, not just a one shot in the arm a year. But she is continuously promoting her group of followers and artists on an ongoing basis, and that's really important. As a community radio broadcaster, I think we're more accessible, and that we hold our community, we try to hold people accountable more than, say, mainstream media does, and we're more aware of what's going on in our community. We have an invested interest in our community that mainstream media just doesn't have.
And lastly, what's your experience been of the NCRC here in Halifax? Can you tell us anything interesting or exciting to you?
I love the experience. Every year that I come to the NCRA, I feel so fulfilled as a broadcaster. I feel in many ways that I'm recognized as a broadcaster and a programmer. And often I leave with more ideas and act on the ideas that I come up with while I'm here. I find the NCRC very productive. Like, for instance, in Windsor, while we were there, the apology happened. CBC found out that we had a Native caucus, asked us all to come and view the apology together while they filmed us. They did that. And when they did that, I immediately ran to all of the different workshops and told people that a really big thing was happening in Canada and they didn't want to miss it. They should come and watch the apology with us. And about 20 broadcasters came in and watched the apology with the Native caucus. And as soon as the apology was over, I was bombarded by other broadcasters saying, "Oh my God, Gnarji, I didn't know this happened. This is disgusting, or this is atrocious. And how come we haven't heard about this so far?" And again, that is why community radio is so important, right? Mm. So they took an interest in it, and I went, "Wow, we should watch the coverage that CBC did in the common room later at 6 o'clock. Let's all watch the news together. And after that, I would like to record your response or your reaction to the apology." Right there, right then, we all came on board and we reacted to the apology as one. Mm. And what that did for me as an Aboriginal person is it confirmed that, yeah, this was wrong. It's not just me with a major chip on my shoulder. Other people feel the same way that I do about the residential school experience. So I really enjoyed that. And then another year we came. Every time I'm here, we have three programs back at Vancouver. One is the When Spirit Whispers, and then we do another program called Late Night with Savages, and at CJSF I do a show called Nation to Nation. So while I'm at the caucus or at the NCRC, I always make it a point to bring a couple of the broadcasters onto our program. So we do call-ins during the NCRC and give a report on what is happening here, what kind of workshops are happening. And I think it really helps me to build a bridge between the Aboriginal community or the Aboriginal voice and the rest of the broadcasters.
Great. Again, I've been speaking with Gnarji O'Sullivan here at the National Campus Community Radio Conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thanks so much, Gnarji.
Thank you.